is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Afghanistan. Before the conflict zone in Eastern Europe, Ukraine, Afghanistan, the summer of 2021. What about Afghanistan that is informing the contestants, the adversaries in Eastern Europe? What about Afghanistan gives a pause to our allies, gives a pause to our adversaries? Will the U.S. stay the mission? Will the U.S. follow through on its promises, on its guarantees? Does U.S. intelligence accurately project the risks? All of those questions were raised in Afghanistan, and I welcome Bill Rojo, Senior Fellow of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, who's going to take us back to the spring and summer of 2021. You will recall that the President of the United States, the new administration, made an announcement in April of 2021 that the U.S. would be leaving the long war in Afghanistan by such and such a date. I believe initially it was mentioned September 11th, a political date. However, that isn't what we witnessed. And instead, we now have a tragedy, a country that is starving to death, millions of children at risk from famine. The Taliban, which never changed its stripes, it's a murder incorporated. The Taliban said to be in control of pieces of the country, but really just in control of making sure it eats and the people who need food don't get it right now. However, we're going to go to a recent report that we have featured on the front pages of the Washington Post. Thanks to the Washington Post obtaining an internal investigation of what went wrong. Military, civilian, government officials, State Department, CIA, the National Security Council, everybody participating. We have testimony from major figures, especially the military figures. And the detail emerges that Bill and his colleagues identified at the time. Bagram Air Base. Bagram is a military installation that was left out of the picture of the withdrawal that we witnessed on television in mid-August 2021. Why was it left out is a major question, but what would it have represented if it had been used? Bill, a very good evening to you. What was Bagram Air Base? What do we know about how it could have been used in the evacuation? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Yes, so the airport that was used for the evacuation, Hamid Karzai International, is located 3 miles from downtown Kabul, and that's door to door. We're not talking; it's not 3 miles on the outskirts of Kabul. Kabul is in a bowl, city of 4.5 million people. Being flooded with refugees who are fleeing the Taliban, panicked population. The U.S. chose to do the evacuation there. And the reason we know why, the reason was it was dictated to the U.S. military that only 1,000 troops would remain in Afghanistan. Bagram had to be closed because it required thousands of more troops to hold it. And it was critical to hold and use Bagram for an evacuation. It's not located in Kabul. It's about 30 miles northeast. It's in a more suburban slash rural location. So you wouldn't have that press, those scenes that we saw. It might happen on the very outskirts of the gate, but the population would have been more manageable. You had more airfields. They weren't at risk with they wouldn't have been at risk with the Taliban literally at the gates of as they were at Hamid Karzai International. So it was critical to keep Bagram open. But the reason is very clear. President Biden and the National Security Council said we and the U.S. ambassador was very key to this as well. We're very clear. We could only keep less than 1,000 American troops in Afghanistan because they were fearful of provoking the Taliban. So that arbitrary number was given, and it was a number that was given that was not that didn't fit the needs of the evacuation. An evacuation, by the way, which one U.S. military commander said the National Security Council on August 6th that Brigadier General Sullivan. I'll read that. He says, in my opinion, the National Security Council was not seriously planning for an evacuation. That was on August 6th. Just 9 days before the country collapsed and the U.S. began the evacuation. The administration wasn't prepared, didn't want to keep troops in Afghanistan. It didn't understand this. And that's another thing. They did not understand the situation on the ground. General or Admiral Vallace said, who was the U.S. commander of forces sources basically said the same thing, that the, that American officials were not prepared, did not understand what was happening on the ground. And this is why all these horrible decisions were made.
You point to Navy Rear Admiral Peter Vasily, who was the top U.S. commander on the ground during the operation, the evacuation. He told, and this is an Army investigation, he told Army investigators, quote, if policymakers had paid attention to the indicators of what was happening on the ground, this could have been avoided. Paid attention. Bill, all they had to do was listen to you. All they had to do was read the Long War Journal. Your information was to be being developed from CENTCOM. That's the Army. They had the information. They had the information at CENTCOM. They had the information at the Pentagon. To my understanding, they had the information in Kabul. They saw it. They knew the Taliban was coming in waves. There's a moment in this report on the Washington Post, and I urge everybody, if you don't have time to read the lengthy document that Freedom of Information Act provides, read the summary in the Washington Post. They saw days before that the Taliban was coming in waves. You identified for years that the Taliban was relentless in its wave attack on the Afghan National Army and that the army wasn't going to stand up. Nowhere in this report do I see the U.S. government in any guise acknowledging what we know to be the facts. The Afghan National Army was not going to stop the Taliban once the U.S. left. Do you now, Bill, going back over your notes from April till August, was there any moment where you saw the military saying that out loud? They won't hold.
John, no. And in fact, you had the commander in chief and you had General Milley, you had General McKenzie saying that the Afghan military was capable of holding. And this is why they weren't prepared on August 6th for the collapse. And they should have been prepared for this. They should have known that there were going to be problems. They forget that three cities were overrun by the Taliban. One of them twice, the Kunduz city, Ghazni city and Forest city between 2015 and 2017. They were overrun by the Taliban. This is with U.S. forces in country. The Taliban was conducting dry runs back there. It was preparing its military to fight the Afghan military once the U.S. withdrew. It was doing this in the districts. It should have been clear to everyone that instead the generals told us they lied about, and they lied because it was very clear the situation, particularly in June, how much territory the Taliban controlled. General McKenzie stood up and said the number was about a third of what the Taliban actually controlled. I know that individuals within the U.S. military were aware, but they were giving us the rosy best case assessment because they were covering for bad policy. And so while the military may have been aware of what was happening, no one stood up and said, this isn't working. We can't do it this way. No one stuck their neck out. In the run-up to the Gulf War, I recall at least one Marine general resigning because he felt there were serious problems with the U.S. preparations for the occupation in Iraq post-invasion. Instead of someone standing up, a general standing up and saying, we can't do this, they saluted and said, yes, sir, we can do this. And that's why they're culpable in this, even though the military acts like they were aware they knew what was happening, John.
The ambassador at the time, Ross Wilson, acting U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan, according to the Washington Post report, wanted to maintain a diplomatic presence in Kabul. And he questioned how the United States was supposed to preserve its influence without an embassy. This is Admiral Vasily testifying to the Army investigators. What happened then is a puzzle to me. Wilson asked for 2 weeks to evacuate the embassy and assemble a skeleton staff at the airport. The Secretary of State and the National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, are said in this report to have called Wilson and said, move quickly, get out. What were they imagining at this point, Bill? Can we guess what they thought was going to happen? When the U.S. embassy leaves, we know now there's a crisis in Ukraine because the U.S. embassy has been obliged to evacuate. I don't know if they're all gone now, but certainly a major portion of them. And other countries are evacuating their embassy. That is a time-tested signal that things are going to go south, a time-tested signal. Do you see anything in this reporting that recognizes that once that order was given, it was they'd lost the case. They'd lost the evacuation. It was panic.
Yeah, there is. I mean, I think Ambassador Ross was, dare I say, delusional. And I think the State Department staff, many of them in Afghanistan, did not understand what was happening. You have a report from a military officer saying that as they were trying to evacuate the embassy, after the order to evacuate was indeed given, you had individuals who were intoxicated, State Department officials who were employees who were cowering in the corner in fear of the Taliban. I don't think I think the U.S. State Department was completely out to lunch when the embassy in Kabul, they did not understand what was happening. I don't know if this is an issue of communication between the military and the State Department, but I got to tell you, when the military stands up and says, all is well, we shouldn't, you know, it's no secret that maybe individuals in the State Department at the embassy in Kabul, maybe they actually believed that.
Let's look to the White House now, because that was then, this is now. National Security Council officials regularly convened meetings last summer to assess the situation in Afghanistan and pre-position troops in the region in the event of the crisis. This, according to the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki. The quote, "I would just say that if you look back at the specific planning steps we took, we did plan for a range of contingencies. There wasn't an anticipation that the Afghan National Security Forces would fall as they did or as quickly as they did." Bill, that is at best not informed, at best.
And I would call it the big lie. What you hear from a lot, you hear it from generals, you hear it from General Milley, General McKenzie, and Biden administration officials, that Afghanistan, the military collapsed in 11 days. That is just false. If you could go back to prior to the April 15th announcement of the withdrawal from President Biden, the Taliban controlled about 1/6 of the districts in the country and contested about half of them. The Taliban was advancing. It was slowly and it was an inexorable advance, but it was happening. And then by the mid-June, by late June, it was clear the Taliban controlled half of the district.
Well, explain your map that we talked about every week all through the summer. What did your map show?
Yeah, this is what I documented the beginning of the U.S. handover of security to Afghan forces. I recognized the flaw in U.S. strategy and its counterinsurgency strategy and its strategy with the Afghan government. They ceded control of the rural areas. The Taliban took them. By the day before President Biden announced the withdrawal from Afghanistan, the Taliban contested half the districts. That means there was fighting. No one really controlled. These were no man land districts between the Afghan government and the Taliban. And about 1/6 or maybe about a fifth were under Taliban control. Then fast forward 2 months, it was clear. The map showed. And by the way, the U.S. military admitted it 3 weeks later. By the end of June, the Taliban controlled over half the districts and contested a quarter. So 3/4 of Afghanistan were out of control of the government. That was mid-June. The withdrawal took place 2 months later. And so you can't sit here and say, we didn't know it was happening. We didn't understand. The Taliban advance was sudden. It wasn't. It was happening over time. And if they just paid attention instead of acted out of delusion and hope, then you wouldn't have had this debacle of a withdrawal.
Bill Rojo, senior fellow for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, he and his colleagues, Tom Jocelyn and others, keep the Long War Journal, the story, the chronology of the vast canvas of the Ummah and the jihadists advancing. We're talking about one particular episode in the summer of 2021 that is critical to understand. And we don't have all of it yet. We only have pieces now. This was an army investigation. There's more to come. Why is it important? Because adversaries of the United States, allies of the United States, are looking at this example and then looking back to my youth, 1975 in Vietnam, and saying the Americans don't stick the mission. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.